and friends. Thank you for watching over me and being there when I am unwell. Thank you for being the light in the darkness when I am feeling scared, and for giving me courage to say what I need to say. Protect us from more harm and help us to be strong when we are weak. God, you are our keeper and our shepherd. Nothing is impossible for you to do. Help us always to be ready so we can defeat the enemy. Help us not to be afraid of taking back what the enemy has stolen from us. I pray that as God's people, when in the midst of a battle, never to run away, but to face the battle and remember who is in that battle with us, with God by our side. There is no need to fear or doubt if we will win the battle. Let us pray more and put our trust in God. Amen. Now we will have the welcome by Alyssa.
Good morning, church family and friends. Today, we, the children of Stoke Newington, welcome you to our children's divine service and hope you are blessed by what we share with you today. We have been studying in our Sabbath school classes and VBS camps about children and young people who have led the way. We have learned and been inspired by characters such as Esther, Josiah, Samuel, Naaman's servant girl, and David. Even though we are small like those Bible characters, we can do mighty things when God is with us. We can face and defeat any giant that stands in our way. I pray that today you will reconnect with childlike faith, with unconditional forgiveness, and realize that no matter your age, we are all children of God. Welcome to Stoke Newington Children's Church and have a blessed Sabbath. Now we will have a special item by Kyries.
Everyone's telling you to let go of what you're holding to. It's too late, it's too far, you're too small, it's too hard. Throw water on that spark, living deep inside your heart.
Go on, Kyries.
Everyone's telling you to let go of what you're holding to. It's too late, it's too far, you're too small, it's too hard. Throw water on that spark, living deep inside your heart. With oceans of reasons, the things you're not seeing. But oh, maybe they don't know what you know. That you're not alone. So don't you be afraid of giants in your way. With God, you know that anything's possible. So step into the fight. He's right there by your side. The stones inside your hands might be small, but what's the giant for? What's the giant for? We could really live like this. Can't you imagine it? So bold, so brave. With childlike faith, miracles can happen. Mountains would start moving. So whatever you may face, don't you be afraid of giants in your way. With God, you know that anything's possible. So step into the fight. He's right there by your side. The stones inside your hands might be small, but what's the giant for? What's the giant for? Risk and believe. You're gonna see the hand of God in every little thing. So don't you be afraid of giants in your way. With God, you know that anything's possible. So step into the fight. He's right there by your side. The stones inside your head might be small, but what's the giant for? What's the giant for? Records can happen. Everything is possible. What's giant for? Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful, Carries.
Marvelous.
Thank you, Carries, for that lovely song. I am Kira, and I will be doing today's scripture reading, which is taken from Joshua 1, verse 9. It says, "Remember that I commanded you to be strong and brave, so don't be afraid. The Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go." Jeremiah will now introduce the next special item.
Thank you, Kayla. Last year, our teachers gave us a task to learn the Bible verses. Every week, we compete with others to see who would memorize the most Bible verses. Kayla and Maria were the first to complete the 26 letters of the alphabet. We all quickly followed. When we received our certificates and a gift, we all received our certificates and a gift when we completed the challenge which Auntie Caroline posted to us. We are now very excited to receive our certificates and gift. We'll now show you our ABC Bible Challenge.
A. I think it would be giving our team 6 and you find me. Matthew 7 for 7.
Be strong, know that I am God. Psalms 46 verse 10.
C.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Colossians 3 verse 20.
D, which is, do not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4 verse 6.
There is E, which stands for, every good and perfect gift is from above. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 11. Bye.
F, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8.
G, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Matthew 28 verse 19.
H, he alone is my rock and my salvation. Psalm 62 verse 2.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 100 and 39, verse 14.
J. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8.
K. Know that the Lord is God and it is He who made that. Psalms 100, verse 3.
M. Love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength. Mark 12, 30.
M. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 98, verse 4.
The letter N. Nothing is impossible with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
O, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
P. Praise the Lord, all my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy names. Psalm 103, verse 1.
Q. Quench not the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19.
R. Rejoice in the Lord always and again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4.
S. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. Revelation 7, verse 10.
T is for trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3, verse 5.
U. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verse 11.
V. Victory belongs to God. Proverbs 21, verse 31.
W. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Romans 8, verse 37.
X. Exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation. 2 Samuel 22, verse 17.
Y. It's for you are the light of the world. Matthew 5, 14.
Z. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Lord. Psalm 97, verse 8. And that is the ABC Bible Challenge.
Now our children's choir will be singing a song entitled Power in the Blood. This song is telling us that we are not too young to be of service to our Lord. After the children's choir, Aaliyah and Zora will be saying a poem.
Oh, 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 oh.
when David was a shepherd boy, he did what he was told. He watched the flocks in Bethlehem, in rain or shine or cold. And when the roaring lion came, and then the growling bear, he asked the Lord to strengthen him, singing there and there. He also threw the giant ball with simple song and sing. So God showed out the shepherd boy to be his people's king.
Thank the children so far for all the wonderful things that they've done, and there's more to come. But now it's the offering. So happy Sabbath, church. We are so happy that you've chosen to worship with us today. I would like to give you a short synopsis on what the children's ministries have done, what they are doing, and our plans for the future, and how you can help by investing in our children. Over the past year, we have conducted summer Bible school, summer vacation Bible school, winter vacation Bible school, and the Gift of Giving project. Your kind generosity has been immeasurable in helping us to fund these projects, and we are changing the lives of our children and members of our community. And with your help, we plan to do a lot more in the future. So please don't be weary in doing good. When you return your tithes and offerings, please remember to give a little towards the Children's Ministries Department. These are our children and they are our leaders for tomorrow. We would normally collect the offering here, but at this point, because we're on Zoom, we will have an offering song sang by Caden, Deanna, and Tyler, after which we'll have the offering prayer by Malia. Thank you.
Mighty God,
let's bring our offering.
We'll now have the prayer by Malia.
Let us now pray over the tithes and offerings. Although we are worshipping virtually and unable to return physically, we give thanks, Lord, for providing for us through the midst of this pandemic. We also pray for those who are suffering financial hardship problems. Lord, can you provide for them more than they can imagine? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we will have a children's story by Auntie Rose.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. It's so lovely to see you all. You all got so grown up on me. I don't know what's going to happen when we go back to church. We're going to have to make the area bigger because you're all so much bigger. Eh? All right, then. I've got a story today called Whispering Rocks. And it was written by Jerry Thomas. Now, have you ever been afraid of anything? Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is a story about a boy who was afraid. But let's listen and see how it works out, okay? Sabbath school was nearly over. Shh, shh, shh. Everyone wanted to listen to Mrs. Shue's announcement. As you know, this afternoon is our first outdoor activity this spring. We're going to go to one of your favourite places. We're going to hike to Whispering Rocks. Oh, excellent, shouted Jenny. Yay, Willie said. Boo, Chris said to himself. But on the outside, he smiled and looked happy like everyone else. Don't you just love going to Whispering Rocks? Sammy said to Chris as they walked out of Sabbath school. Oh, yes, Chris said loud. Oh, no, he said to himself. Why have we got to go there? Whispering Rocks was part of a state park near Mill Valley. Chris loved the park. He had followed chipmunks and squirrels through the trees and bushes there. He'd seen deers grazing in the meadows and watched geese and ducks on the lake. His family liked camping there too. But there was one part of the park he didn't like, and that was Whispering Rocks. It was an area of big cliffs and huge great boulders. A hiking trail wound around the strange rock shapes and then went up the high side of the rock. At the top, near the edge of the highest cliff, when the wind whistled through the rock, it sounded like the rocks were whispering to each other. One thing Chris didn't like about it was the climb up the rocks. It wasn't that it was too steep, but there were loose rocks that could make you slip. And Chris knew that if you slipped, you would slide all the way down to the bottom. But the worst thing about Whispering Rock was at the top. Chris didn't like the big cliffs at all. He was worried that someone would fall over the edge all the way down to the bottom, and he knew that they would be really very badly hurt. Chris was afraid of Whispering Rocks, but he was worried about what his Sabbath school friends would say or think if they knew that he was afraid. Chris followed the other children into the church hall and saw his parents near the door. Maybe I can stay home and help Mum and Dad with something this afternoon, he thought. His sister Maria saw them too. Mum, we're going to Whispering Rocks this afternoon. Isn't that great? Mum smiled. Mrs. Shue has invited us all to go. Then Mum saw Chris's face. Chris, are you okay? You look a little sick. Chris put a false smile on his face. I'm fine, Mum. But inside, he didn't feel fine. Later, as they met at the hiking trail, he began to feel even worse. Come on, Chris, Sammy called. Let's be the first ones up the trail. Chris looked around. I thought I'd help Willie, he said quickly. Where is Willie? Willie's dad is taking him up the other trail. They'll meet us at the top, Mrs. Shue said. Chris frowned. He'd forgotten there was an easier trail. He could have asked to go that way with Willie's family. Let's go, Sammy shouted. Dee Dee and Maria were after him, then Jenny right behind. Mrs. Shue and her husband were next. Chris lagged behind his mum and dad. He followed them slowly. Come on, Chris, his dad called. Don't let everyone get ahead of you. Chris wasn't worried about the others getting ahead of him. He was worried about them slipping on the rocks and falling off the cliff. When everyone stopped to watch a chipmunk scurrying over the rocks, Chris's mum went back to where he was. What's wrong, Chris? Chris shook his head. I don't like this trail. Why not? She asked. Chris swallowed hard. It's too easy to fall over and get hurt. You're worried that you could slip and fall down the side of the rock? Chris nodded. These rocks are loose. Someone could slide down or fall off the cliff, he added quietly. His mum put her arm around him and they started to walk again. Chris, it's okay to be afraid of things that might be dangerous. A lot of people, a lot of grown-ups are afraid of high places like cliffs. Really, Cliff asked. I thought I was the only one. Oh no, she laughed. I've always been afraid of heights. Chris looked at her. You? But you always climb Whispering Rocks. But I don't go near the edge of the cliff. I always stay well back. I don't like high places, Chris. But I don't let that fear keep me from being with my family and having fun. Didn't you have fun the last time we climbed to Whispering Rocks? I didn't go, remember? I stayed home with Dad. That's right, you said you were feeling sick. Chris, you should have just told me the truth and I could have helped you like Whispering Rock. Just then, Chris slipped on a rock and almost fell. His eyes popped open and he breathed harder. See, someone's going to get hurt. His mum nodded. Yes, someone might get hurt here, but they might also get hurt riding their bike or playing football. Chris knew she was right, but he still felt scared. How do you keep from being so afraid? He asked. First, I try to remember that Jesus is with me and that my angels are watching and protecting me. Then I concentrate on the fun part and try not to think about the scary part. If going near the edge of the cliff really bothers you, then do what I do and stay away from the edge. From further up the trail, they heard Maria's voice. Mum, come and see this flower. Mum patted Chris's arm and hurried on ahead. I'm going to do it, Chris decided. I'm going to the top. I want to hear the Whispering Rocks. Jesus, please help me not to be afraid. He started walking faster to catch up, but he watched his feet and stepped carefully. You finally made it, Willie shouted to them all. I've been waiting. Chris looked up. He was at the top. He had made it up Whispering Rocks. I knew you could do it, a voice whispered in his ear. He turned to see his mother standing there. I'm so proud of you, Chris, she said. It takes a lot of courage to do something that frightens you. She gave him a great big hug. Chris had a warm and happy feeling inside. He looked around with the others and then joined everyone as they sat in a small group near the cliff. Chris sat at the back of the group though with his mum. Mrs. Shue said, our lesson today told about the people praising Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem. What does it mean to praise someone? It means to tell them how good or kind or special they are, Dee Dee answered. That's right, Mrs. Shue said. And how does it feel when someone praises you? This time, Chris had the answer. It makes you feel warm and happy inside, he said, looking at his mother. She smiled back. That must be how Jesus felt when the people praised him. And isn't it nice to know that he feels that way every time we praise him? Let's sing praise songs to Jesus. As they sang, the wind began to blow a little. Mrs. Shue said, when the leaders told Jesus to make the people stop praising him, Jesus said that if the people were quiet, the rocks would shout. We won't hear rocks shouting or singing today, but if we all listen carefully, we can hear the rocks whisper. Chris listened silently along with the others. Soon they heard it. The rocks were whispering. Chris whispered too. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me make it to the top. You really are the most wonderful friend in the world.
Thank you for that wonderful story, Auntie Wilma. Happy Sabbath, church family. My name is Terrell, and the honor is mine to introduce our speaker of the day. He is an adult now, but he started in Stoke Newington Church just like us. I am sure he ran through the church just like us and probably got in trouble with the deacons just like us. He used to sing, recite Bible texts, and took part in 13th Sabbath just like we do. So I am sure he will be able to relate to us as children and the grown-ups too. Church, please listen as we hear a message from Pastor Stephen McKenzie as he speaks to us about facing our giants. Before we hear from our speaker, we will be blessed with a song from our children's choir.
First step, and I don't know the way. Good afternoon, everyone. I know you can't answer me, but can you hear me? If you can hear me, just wave your hands where you are. Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, children. Hi, big children. Hi, everybody. It's good to see you all. Now, I can't see everybody, but I can see some of you. And I want to say happy Sabbath to everybody that's here today. I want to thank all the children for that beautiful song, Lead Me, Lord. I want to thank everybody who's taken part, all of you who done the poems, the welcome, the introduction. I'd like to thank everybody for, some of you did prayer. So you all did different things, special songs, music. Everybody, you guys were fantastic. You were absolutely fantastic. I wanted to clap, but you couldn't hear me clapping because my thing was on mute. So I'm going to clap you all right now. Can you hear me clapping? Very good, everybody, what you've done today. Now, I don't know why you chose me to speak here today because I'm such an old man. And I thank you, Terrell, for talking about. I used to be young one time. Look, I got gray beard and everything. And you're right, I used to be young one time. I used to run around Stoke Newington Church. I used to get in trouble with the deacons. Yes, I used to get up to most mischief all the time. It's good to have fun in church. But behave in church as well, okay? Okay, you must behave always. When the deacons tell you stop, you must stop. But I used to have a lot of fun, and I still have fun because I've learned to love Jesus Christ. I just want to say again, thank you to everybody, all the children that have taken part. You guys are fantastic. Everything you do, your singing, your presentations, you guys are fantastic. What are you? Everybody say it now. I'm not going to let any parents say to your children, you guys are fantastic. Parents, tell your children, go. You guys are fantastic. That's it.
Fantastic.
Good. All right. Good, 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 good. Now, I would little message for today, and you've all explained it already. That we're looking at how to deal with giants, how to deal with giants. And our little message today is about one particular giant and one particular little boy who was able to defeat that giant. Some of you have spoken about it already. Somebody said a little poem, and it was really, really good. There was two people that did a poem, and it was fantastic. And it spoke about, you know who we're talking about? Can anybody say who we're talking about? Just take off mute and say, who's the giant we're going to talk about today?
Goliath.
Goliath was the giant, and who was the little boy?
David.
Ah, very good, very good. You got it right. David was the young man, and Goliath was the giant. David was from Israel, and Goliath was from the Philistines. And you know the story. The story is told how they came out on two mountains. And I have a little picture somewhere, if we can show it. They were, one army was on one mountain and the other army was on the other mountain. And there was a valley in between. Can everybody see the picture? Here we go. We're going to see a little picture there. Look, that's a valley. That's a picture of a valley. One mountain, one army was on one side and the other army was on the other side. And in this picture, you can see that there's a river there in the valley, but not every valley has a river. Sometimes they have rivers, sometimes they don't. And Israel was on one side and the Philistines were on the other side. And they had their champion called Goliath. Can I get back to see? Thank you for that picture. Thank you for that picture. And the story goes that, you know what used to happen? Every day, their champion, Goliath, what was his name again?
Goliath.
Every day, for 40 days, Goliath would come out and he would chant them and say, you guys are rubbish. You guys are useless. You guys are very weak. That's almost like Spurs and Arsenal having a battle on the battlefield. And one is chanting the other one. Spurs is saying to Arsenal, you're rubbish. In fact, Arsenal is saying to Spurs, you're rubbish. And Spurs is saying to Arsenal, Goliath was making everybody in Israel scared. You know why Goliath made them scared? The Bible says he was 9 feet tall. Do you know how tall 9 feet is? Anybody know? Let me show you how 9 feet. I'm going to show you a little bit about 9 feet. In this room that I'm in,
9 feet
it's almost about 9 feet. And in your houses where you are, I want every child to go to the wall like me. Watch. Just go to the wall like this. Can you see me? This is my wall, and I can't reach the ceiling. Can you see me? I can't, even if I jump, I can't touch the ceiling. Did you see me jump there? I couldn't touch the ceiling. That my ceiling in here is around. Yeah, look, somebody's jumping in their house. Did you touch the ceiling? Somebody's jumping. I saw somebody jump in there. Somebody else try it. Just run to your wall and see if you can touch the ceiling. Now, my ceiling in this house is about 9 feet tall. And I could not touch the ceiling here. And you can't touch the ceiling in your house. That gives you an idea of how tall Goliath was.
But when I jump, I can reach the ceiling a little bit.
You can reach it a little bit. Me, I couldn't reach mine. Maybe because I'm too heavy, I couldn't jump high enough. But if you jump high or if you stand on a chair, you might be able to reach your ceiling. That gives you an idea of how tall Goliath was. Goliath was tall. He was very tall. He was taller than Uncle Earl Johnson from Stoke-Newington Church, who's the tallest man at our church. Goliath was so tall, and he had a loud voice, and he had a very heavy armor. And he came out every day for 40 days. You know how long 40 days is? You know when you leave school and you have your 6 weeks holidays? 6 weeks holidays is 42 days. Did you know that? For 6 weeks holidays, that's 42 days. So Goliath came out for almost 6 weeks every day, and he told them off and he taunted them. And he said he told them they were rubbish, and he told them that they couldn't beat. And you know, in those days, when they had the battles, not everybody had to fight. So sometimes they would bring out their champion. So Goliath was the Philistines' champion. But they couldn't find a champion in Israel. And so David was at home wondering about, and his dad came and said to him one day, I want you to go down and bring some food for your brothers and then give a little bit of this cheese to the captain of the army. And he said, bring this to them down there. And David ran down there. He put the sheep in the field and he looked after them. He ran down there and he was quite excited to go down there because he wanted to see the battle. And then when he went there, he could hear the giant coming out every day and challenging them. He could hear him taunting, you guys are rubbish. You guys are rubbish. And David said to everybody, who is this guy? Who is this man that thinks he's so strong? And David could see that all the other soldiers were afraid. And David said, well, after he talked to a different few soldiers, he said, listen, I'll go up there. And somebody heard him. They took him to King Saul. King Saul said, you can't go. King Saul said, you can't go. You're too small. You're only a little boy that works in a little field. And David said, I might be small, but guess what? When I am in the field looking after my sheep, guess what? Sometimes the lion comes and take away the sheep and I go and I get them back. Sometimes the bear comes and I go and get them back. And he said, God gives me the strength to be able to get my sheep back. And so I tackled the bear and I've tackled lions. And he said, and if I can tackle these things in God's strength, I know God will give me the strength to tackle this Philistine. Wow, wow, wow. He knew that. Guess what? David knew that with God on your side, you always win. And so he was able to win against the deer. He was able to win against the bears. And so now He had a trust in God, and he said, I can do this with God on my side. And you know, there's a text in the Bible that says, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. And David knew from his experience, with God on your side, you will always win. I want us to repeat that. Young people, I want you to repeat that. What did I say? With God on your side, you will always win. I want you to say it this way. With God on my side,
with God on my side,
I will always win.
I will always win.
All right, that's very good. That's very good. So David decided that he was going to go in the name of the Lord. And King Saul, guess what? King Saul said to him, well, you can't just go and fight him like that. You got to put on an armor. And so King Saul gave David his armor. Have any of you tried to try on your parents' clothes? Have you put on your parents' clothes before?
Yes, I even tried my mom's wig. When I was really little.
Wasn't it very big on your head when you tried on the wig? Yes. If you give a little exercise now, run and get one of your parents' shoes, your mom's shoes or your dad's shoes, and put your feet in it and see how big that is. Go on, you can do it now. Go and run and get one of your parents' shoes, your mom or your dad's shoes. And just put your feet in it. Put your feet in it. And you will see how big their shoes, their foot is to yours. Can you see that? Where is everybody? I can only see some of you. Has everybody gone? Has everybody gone and get their shoes? Oh, well, look, some of you have got the shoes. Some of you haven't.
Shoes.
Well, you're trying. You found somebody's shoes?
Pasta.
It's quite big, right? It's very big. If you try and put on your parents' clothes, you will find that the clothes are so big. Well, that's what happened to David when he tried to put on Saul's armor. But not only was the armor big, the armor was heavy. I'm seeing some of you got the things. The armor was so big and it was so heavy that David said, you know what? I can't do this. I can't wear this. It's too heavy. I'm not going to do it. So he decided that he's going to take off the king's armor. He put it all to one side and he decided to go. And you know what he decided to do? He carried his slingshot. All he had was a little thing that's almost like a catapult. But it's not a catapult. It's just made from two strings on either side. It has a little thing that holds it. And then you swing it round and round and round and round. Now, these guys were very good at that. Is the picture of the catapult there? Here we go. Oh, there it is. Can you see that? That's a picture of a catapult, of the slingshot, which is similar to a catapult, but it's more older than a catapult. And you have the two strings with a holder. You put the stone in it and you catch the two ends of it. You swing it round and round and round. All right, can you see that? And you have to be quite skillful to use this. Just last week, I was watching the television. And guess what? In Syria, there's a war in Syria right now. And I saw people on the road in Syria last week on the news using that same slingshot. And they were spinning it around and they were throwing stones at the tanks that were coming. So you could see how strong this was. And he decided, David said, that's all I'm going to carry. And so he took his slingshot. He went down to the river and he picked up. The Bible says he picked up five smooth stones. How many stones did he pick up?
Five.
And he put them in his little bag and he went. And then Goliath came out and Goliath looked at him. Goliath started to laugh because Goliath was thinking to himself, that's a little boy. That's really somebody really small. And he said, what do you think I am? He said, do you think I'm a dog that you come to me with sticks to fight me? And David said, and I want you to remember this text. This is found in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 1 Samuel 17 First Samuel 17 and verse 37. He said, the Lord who delivers him. Sorry, 1 Samuel 17 and verse 45. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 45. I want you to remember this. He went to Goliath, said to him, you're a little boy and you can't fight me because I'm a giant and you can't. And David said unto him, verse 45 of 1 Samuel 17. You know what David said? David said to him, you come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin. And then he said, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. He said, you want to fight me with big spears and armor and shield. But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. And so David said, with God on our side, I want you to understand, with God on our side, you can face any giant. He said, you fighting me with shield and sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. There is power in God's name. There is strength in God's name. And David knew that. So David ran towards him, the Bible said. He took his sling and he slung it round and round and round and round, and then he fired it. And when he fired that slingshot, it hit the giant right on his forehead. And the Bible says, Goliath came tumbling down. Did you know that your forehead right here is a very vulnerable part of your body? I think Uncle Basil's online. And I remember years ago, I used to play cricket. I used to play cricket. And one day we were at the Millfields Park playing cricket, and you know the cricket ball is quite hard, and my friend Gary, some of you might know him, Uncle Gary, he was bowling the ball, and when he bowled a ball at me and I was going to bat it, guess what, the ball bounced and it hit me right here on my in my face. The next thing I knew, I was in the hospital. They were waking me up from the hospital because I got hit on my nose from the cricket ball. And you know what the doctor said to me? The doctor said, if it had hit me at the base of my skull, it could have killed me. So you understand, when David spun that thing and he threw it and it hit Goliath right there, it knocked him out completely and destroyed Goliath. And it almost happened to me with a cricket ball. So I know it's true. It can easily happen. Are you with me? You see, when God gives you strength as young people, when you put your hands and your life in God's hands, God will use you and he will use your gifts. He will use your talents to bring giants down. When you trust God and when you walk with God on your side, you will always win. And that's what David did. David went to war against Goliath with God on his side. And again, I want to say, with God on your side, you will always win, just like David won. You notice David had 5 stones, but it only took 1 stone for him to defeat Goliath. And again, I say, with God on your side, you always will win. You will always win. I want us today, now today, when we think about it, many of us have what some people will call giants in our life. Many of us have things that we call giants. They might not be literally 9 feet tall. Our giants in our life might not be 9 feet tall. Our giants might be something else. David, he had one thing that Goliath didn't have. And you know what that one thing was? I just said it. He had God on his side. And when we have God on our side, we can face any giant that we face. We all have giants in our lives. Now, they might not all be 9 feet and they might not have armor, but some of our giants might be something like a maths test. That might be a giant for you, like a maths test. Anybody really good at maths? And maths is not a problem. So a maths test might be a challenge for some people. A friend who is mad with us might be our giant. Or we might have giants like trouble at home or trouble at school. Different things are big. We can sum it up, you know, we could sum it up as this. A giant is something that seems too big for us to handle by ourselves. Whatever it is that seems too big for us to handle by ourselves, that is our giant. And I want you, I don't know if you've got pieces of paper where you are right now. Can you get a piece of paper, children? Parents, can you provide some paper for the children? Just get a little piece of paper, because I'm going to want you to write down on a piece of paper what it is in your life that you think is too big for you to handle by yourself. Is there something in school? Is there something at home? Is there something wherever it is? And big children as well can write this down. Their parents are here as well. Your big children too. And even though I'm an old man right now, I'm still a child. I'm still my father's child. And my dad still tells me off sometimes, even as a big man, he would tell me off. And so big children and little children right now, just get yourself a piece of paper. First of all, little children, young people, I want you to write down on the piece of paper something that seems too big for you to handle by yourself. Whatever your giant is, if there's something in your life or in school or at home that seems too big for you to handle by yourself, I want you to write that down on a piece of paper. Is there something that's too big now? Big children, adults, big children, you can write that down too, just as an exercise. Write down whatever it is in your life that is too big for you to handle by yourself. Are you all writing it down? I wish we had time for us to all discuss all of this, but guess what? What I want you to do beside that now is over whatever that problem is, I want you to write on top of whatever that problem is that you think is too big to handle by yourself, I want you to write a word across that, a name across the top of that. You know what that word is going to be? I want you to write across it, God. G-O-D, God. So whatever your problem is that's too big for you to handle by yourself, put on there God. That means God is able to help you to defeat it. God is able to help you to solve that problem. Are you with me? Just write across there, God, and then put God is able. So with God, you are able to defeat that problem. As children, with God on your side, you can do the impossible. And as adults, with God on your side, you can defeat all the giants in your life. How many of us believe that today? How many of us believe that today, that with God on your side, you can defeat whatever the problem is in your life? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can see your hands up. I can see your hands up. You know, God uses different people and different things to help us to defeat our giants. For us as children, sometimes God will use your parents to help you to defeat your giants. Sometimes God will use your teachers in school to help you to overcome your giants. Sometimes God will use your uncles and aunties to help you to defeat your giants. Sometimes God will use your friends to tell you how to defeat your giants. And so one of the things that we need to learn as children, just like David did, is how to listen to the voice of God. You know how we can hear God's voice clearly? Through our Bible study. And those children that learn all those memory verses, all of those texts teach you about God's power. Am I right? And so it's good to study the Bible. It's good to learn those little memory verses so that you will know God's word and God can speak to you through his word. And another way for us to know about God speaking to us and guiding us, you know the other way how that is? It is through prayer. It is important for us to pray. It is always very important for us to pray to God and to speak to him every day and to tell him about the giants in our life, to tell him about the problems in our life. Those problems can become giants. And so we must always pray. Pray to God, and God will help you to overcome the problems and the giants in your life. Now, I know you all can pray because I heard some beautiful prayers today. I heard some beautiful poems, and I know that you all know how to pray. I'd like to encourage you to keep on praying, keep on reading God's words so that you will hear God's voice guiding you as to how to overcome the giants in your life. Just like David did. David was able to defeat Goliath because he trusted in God. You young people, you older people, all of us today will be able to defeat giants in our life if we trust God and continue to pray and serve God every day in Jesus' name. My prayer is that we will continue to trust God, that as young people, as children, you will pray and pray every day. You remember that song that we used to sing? Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every... You remember that song? Pray every day, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, 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 and you'll grow, 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 and you'll grow, grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. You know what this song says? There's a little verse. We don't like to sing that one, but it says, neglect your Bible, don't forget to pray, forget to pray, forget to pray. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. Is that how the song goes? Well, we don't want to sing that verse. We want to sing the part, and you'll grow, grow, grow. So read your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow bigger and bigger, and you will overcome all the problems and all the giants in your life, just like David did. Doesn't matter how small you are, God can use you. God can use your talents. David only had a sling. David was a little boy with a sling. You guys might be little children, but you've got gifts. You've got talent. Some of you can sing. Some of you can preach. Some of you can write. Some of you can shout. Some of you can do so many different things. You are all talented. God wants to use your talents, to use you, each of you, as his instruments to share his love and his joy to everyone and to bring down giants. So continue to trust God. Pray every day, and you will grow, grow, grow. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mackenzie, for that lovely sermon about facing our giants. We too, as children, do come across giants sometimes, but one, we thank you for reminding us that when we put God first, we can defeat any giant that comes on. We, the children of St. Eunice, would like to thank our parents, guardians, Auntie Caroline, Auntie Bev, and Auntie Yatan for their encouragement and helping us to learn our parts. We shall now have the closing song, which reminds us that we should give ourselves away so God can use us.
Thank you.
We'll now have the benediction by Pastor Mackenzie.
Let us bow our heads as we pray at this time. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this, your holy Sabbath day. But Lord, I want to thank you in a special way for the children of Stonington Church and their friends and their extended families. I was so impressed with the children today, with their presentations, with their prayers, some that did the welcome, special music, scripture reading, the ABC challenge. I was so blessed by the ABC challenge that the different children, all of them recited their different verses and the poem and the offering and the everything that was done today. Lord, we have fantastic children at the Stoke-Newington Church, and we have a fantastic children in the extended families that they link with. And I want to thank you, Lord, for each and every one of our children and that the part they played in today's program. We thank you for them, and we pray, Lord, that you will bless our children and our young people in a special way, because you have bless us with these bundles of joy and creativity. And Lord, we just want to thank you again for them. May you bless them, Lord, with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And Father, if there's any giants in their life, help them to know that they can defeat any giant, any obstacle, any problem that may arise in their life. They are able to be winners always with you on their side. So, Father, reveal yourself to our children more than ever before in a special way. Bless them abundantly with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And in the midst of this pandemic, when so many people are fearful, help them to recognize that if they look to you always, you will bless them with strength. Thank you for the parents who have participated in getting the children ready for this program today. May you bless each parent with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, with patience, with finances to bless each child that you have blessed them with. Guide them, Lord. Guide us as parents that we can guide our children in the right paths. Bless us, and may, as our children look to you, may we as parents look to you so that we can overcome giants in our life also. We pray that you'll forgive us of any sins, but give us a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of the week, I pray. Bless us abundantly is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
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 We'll stop recording now. We just want to thank